What they did is they used a combination of political intimidation and constitutional legitimacy to take power. Gangs were organized. Thucydides gives us a very good idea of the kind of terrorist actions that were taken. Several demagogues were mysteriously killed in the agora, that is, in the market. No one knew exactly what was going on. King Agis II of Sparta was kept informed by these guys. He made constant military demonstrations in Attica. The city was really in a heated state of excitement and anxiety. It was also important to stress that the majority of the Thetes, the men of the lowest property classes, were serving in the fleet at Samos. And in the summer of 411 BC, it was really a question of who had more Athenian citizens who could vote. That is, the city with hoplites defending the walls, or the fleet with the Thetes and the generals serving in Samos. And probably it was a pretty even call. That the citizen body was split 50-50 between those two places. The oligarchs moved quickly, and they attempted to set up a number of constitutional subterfuges to get themselves in power. The first thing they did is they convinced the Athenian voters that what they needed to do was hold an assembly to take those measures necessary to modify the constitution so they could get Persian aid. The Athenian assembly had already sent out a mission to talk to Alcibiades and the Persians about that aid. And when that mission left, the oligarchs sprang into action to begin the constitutional changes so that they could justify to the great king the acceptance of his money. You know, we're now an oligarchy, please pay us. There was a meeting at Colonus, which was outside the city. Not at the Pnyx, the usual place. And that was done for deliberate reasons. One is many of the Athenian voters would be disoriented. They were not meeting in their usual place. And also Colonus being somewhat distant from the city. And that's where Oedipus in the legend was supposedly swallowed up and went to the underworld. In that suburb of Athens, that only men of the hoplite class were likely to attend. The more conservative, moderate Democrats who would be willing to entertain these restrictions because they had the heavy arms to defend themselves in the event of a sudden Peloponnesian attack. So from the start, the setting was staged. Many of the Thetes had been intimidated. There had been political assassinations. The location of the meeting had been changed. At that meeting, a man named Pythodorus, a very convinced oligarch, got up, made a motion that was voted that the graphe paranomen be removed. That is the political safeguard, the constitutional safeguard that any unconstitutional measure raised in the assembly would be immediately tabled and sent to a court. And the argument was, well, we're now in an unusual position. We have to discuss all of our options. And at that point, once the graphe paranomen was removed, various oligarchs got up, including Antiphon, and proposed a number of measures. Now, we have two accounts. One is a summary account of Thucydides, and Thucydides is very good at capturing the atmosphere of the meeting. What went on? And when you read Thucydides' account, you can understand why many of these moderates like Theramenes just bought the whole thing. They were ready to go with it. But we also have another account in which has come down to us, and we only got in the late 19th century, and that is apparently what seems to be the lost constitution of Athens written by Aristotle. It was discovered on a papyrus in the late 19th, in the 1890s, published. And in that Constitution of Athens, which discusses the evolution of the Athenian constitution, he devotes three chapters to these events. And he includes in chapters 30 and 31 the two constitutions that were voted at that assembly. The first one was to set up a temporary boule of 400. And we often call this group the 400. They included a number of men, apparently, the proboloi, other leading men who were selected by the assembly who came from the high property classes. Antiphon, Pythodorus, a number of the oligarchs, Pisander and Phranicus, who had gone over to them, were apparently included in this group. And then we're not quite sure, because we have alternate accounts from Thucydides and from Aristotle, those 100 chose an additional 300, apparently each man choosing another three. And they added into that Council of 400, other members of the Athenian democracy. These would all be members of the propertied classes, the top three classes, and it included a number of men who were not oligarchs at all, but genuinely thought that this boule was to be a temporary outfit. A man such as Theramenes and a number of his political associates. They joined this, hoping that they would be able to win that Persian aid.